Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. This is the Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis. That is the Phenom. Got his hair did today. Real quick, how long does something like that take?
Well, my hair was already picked out, so that's the longest process. So probably about an hour and a half.
So you did that? You did the picking out?
See, that's the part that takes the longest.
How long did it take you to do it before you went over there?
Probably an hour.
Took you an hour?
It's a lot of hair, bro.
That is a lot of hair.
And it's not just regular picking out. Like, I look like I'm from the 70s.
Yeah.
Fro.
Why don't you rock that look to the show one day?
Maybe.
Like, you know, the day before, like, say you're going to get your hair did on a Friday.
Yeah.
Pick it out on a Thursday for us.
Well, yeah.
For the fan cam, so the folks at home can see it.
I can do that.
Would you leave the pick in your hair?
I can do that.
Please do it. Is there a fist on the end of your pick? No? I'll get one for you. Let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. From the Dallas Morning News, she is their senior politics reporter. She's also formerly of the Texas Tribune. Reuters. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and we won't hold it against her that she went to the Missouri School of Journalism, Rock Chalk. Let's welcome to the program Karen Brooks Harper. Ms. Harper, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Absolutely phenomenal. Now, look, we don't typically talk politics on sports because, you know, we like to keep things separated because it gets people all riled up. But every now and again, as I told my young cohort, Mr. Blake here, I said, look, anytime there's a story that has crossover appeal, much like this SB3 does, I mean, let's call it what it is. Everybody knows, every single one of us in here has been to a smoke shop, knows somebody that either works at one or has been to one, yada, yada. You know what I'm getting at.
Everybody knows this.
Everybody knows, right? And you can't, there's not a strip a mall in the state of Texas that didn't have, hell, I saw one yesterday. There were literally two smoke shops right next to each other. It blows my mind. Anyway, how did this even come about in the first place? How did we get here?
So in 2018-19, the feds passed the feds passed the Farm Bill, which, among other things, opened up the agricultural hemp market so farmers could, you know, grow low-dose hemp, you know, and sell the products and, you know, materials and use it in, you know, lots of things that hemp can be used for, right? So it just kind of unlocked that whole issue. What the states did then when they ratified them is they took various approaches to it. What Texas did, and it happened, I believe, in Florida also, is that they kind of basically copied the Farm Bill, outlawed, you know, one of the strains, you know, Delta 9, smokable flower, and then suddenly there was a big fat loophole. And at the time, the senators the Republicans who have run the state for the last 30 years, they said, we know what this bill can let you do, but you better not try it. Of course they did. We have 8,500 license holders now. And we've got the senator, the Lubbock senator who sponsored the legislation and who gave them that warning, just spitting mad for the last two sessions about it because they just started popping up everywhere. just near schools, obviously, because there's, you know, 8,500 retail licensees and, you know, God knows how many shops and gas stations and convenience stores and coffee shops and, you know, that kind of thing, where you can get all this stuff, right? But, you know, some of them are by schools. A lot of them are by schools because they happen to be in big cities, where there are a lot of schools. And I'm sure that there's just all kinds of, you know, missteps PR-wise that they have taken since then in terms of, you know, kind of getting a bad look, right? Getting a bad rap, having some pretty bad stories coming out about them that kind of shrouds, you know, some of the better stories that might have, you know, that might have convinced the political winds to go a different direction. But it's not just about the fact they got, duped basically in Austin when they did this. It's that, you know, you're looking at a capital full of people that don't like intoxicants generally, you know, or at least they don't like the ones that compete with the ones that they support already. I might have to put a pin in that idea right now.
That's
how we got here. Right? So the Farm Bill breaks open the hemp market. The hemp market takes advantage of the big loophole, and now they've backlashed and they're shutting the whole thing down. Well, they're about to. That ban has not become a law yet. That's where we're at.
So this is something that, from the sound of what you just said, has been a long time coming. Was this public news that people who own THC products were aware of the risk that they might be getting into? Or was this something that kind of came out of nowhere as far as the public and these store owners and these people that were making money off of it pretty much knew about it?
They knew it was coming, right? They always suspected that they would be like able to take advantage of the whole genie and back in the bottle effect, mm-hmm. right? Prohibition didn't work,
right?
Because it had been legal before that. So they figured they could get in, they could infiltrate. They had to file lawsuits, you know, in order to not get shut down at first. There's some of that still going through the courts. Don't ask me where it is right now. There's a few of them. There's going to be more, you know, if this ban actually gets signed into law. But they've been seeing it coming. They saw it fail last session. They never got anything off the ground last session. They saw, you know, the Lubbock senator, you know, complaining about it, you know, in 2021. And they've seen it coming. And then it just kind of started picking up steam over the last year when you really started to have people using it, you know. And when you become an $8 billion business, which is what this is in Texas, how much money they've made, with 50,000 jobs and, you know, I'm sure millions of customers. I don't have a customer count on that. I couldn't hold myself to that number. But you can imagine, you know, hundreds of thousands, I would think, at least, people that are going in these places, or at least, you know. And so they're thinking they're not going to get busted. Well, it kind of backfires because on top of that, and this is kind of an interesting twist that just occurred to me lately, there's a law that punishes students heavily for having vapes. And so over the last several years, those shift, you know, enough of them shift from the nicotine vapes to the THC vapes you get in these vape shops, that it starts really getting the attention of the parents. So you saw a lot of parents in these committee hearings. You also saw a lot of business owners. You also saw a lot of doctors and advocates and, you know, as you can imagine. So that really started grabbing attention. And then last year, it's just been like a juggernaut. And there's been hearings and there's been interim charges. And Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick made it one of his top three priorities for the session, this legislative session, which winds up next week. So it just kind of caught fire. And then I think the stores were actually surprised. And for a while there, it looked like they weren't going to make it. And they still are worried. Like the people that passed the ban are worried. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is worried about the backlash, you know, affecting the outcome of this whole thing.
Well, and we got Karen Brooks Harper joining us from the Dallas Morning News, talking all things Senate Bill 3, which is just waiting to be signed by Governor Abbott. Now, he's, you know, veteran groups have come out, and it's interesting that they're using the veteran, because the Hemp Council has been out. I mean, they've been very proactive about, you know, signing petitions. I got a buddy of mine does the whole, he does THC infused beverages up in Denton, and, you know, and they're doing their part to try to get people to sign the petition, what have you. But to your point, is this almost too little too late in that regard? Because it's like, you know, if you know, the thing about the Texas legislature that I don't know, that, you know, some people may or may not know, is that, you know, it's every 2 years, right? So, you know, you kind of, I'm kind of, and you already kind of touched on it a little bit, but Was it just the was it the children's aspect of it that really helped it pick up
steam?
That
was a big one.
Okay,
that was a big one. I mean, that's what it. That was the message that they really leaned on. You know, we had parents in press conferences. We had, you know, it's landing our kids in jail. Which they changed the vape law, by the way. So it's going to be a little bit. They're going to be a little easier on the kids. That's another story. But anyway, that's another wrinkle that'll go away. The effect on families, the much, much more accessible THC is to anybody. There was no carding of people on this. There was no age because there was no regulated market because it came through a loophole, right? So there was no age limit. I don't know how many 12-year-olds they were selling to, but I know that it was possible that they could, like, under the law.
Okay.
Most of the places all the places I've ever been into, just to check this out as I've been covering this, have carded me, and I'm in my 50s with silver hair.
So. I'm laughing because that's the crazy part, right? It's like, and I'm with you. I mean, I'm a middle-aged white dude, and I get carded. So, I mean, it's like, okay, how the hell are kids? But to your point, kind of like when we were kids, it was booze, right? So we all knew of that one shady liquor store that you could go to, and buy beer.
Sure.
So I guess
the industry doesn't deny their existence. The industry is right. Yeah, there's bad actors. You know, they're getting crappy product and it's over testing and they're not carding enough people, or they're making it too. You know, they are in fact right across the street from the school. It just looks bad. You know,
why haven't
so
they done
they're
a better?
Not, they're, you know,
oh, I'm sorry.
You know?
So I guess my question would be then, if you're the hemp council, and again you've kind of sat on your hands a little bit with this. Look, they knew this was happening, so it's like, all right, if we're trying to justify our existence, and look, if you're 18, 21, whatever, and you want to go get a THC vape, God bless you. But I don't want my 12-year-old, vaping, right? Why was the hemp council or these groups not more aggressive in saying, all right, look, we need to do more about enforcement of this? And how come that hasn't been talked more about?
I don't know. Well, talked more about is the key part of that question, because I don't know that they weren't like without action, right? They got really aggressive. They could have activated earlier, but I personally knew and interviewed and talked to people who are here specifically from like the weed market in California, coming here to consult with them on exactly how to do it. Best practices, best way, card your customers.
Yeah.
It's just like their number one, they try to do best practices. There's nothing to enforce is the thing, which is where the law enforcement was getting into problems. Cause they're like, well, they're not supposed to have THC over the limit, but we can't figure out on the side of the highway what this is. You know, obviously you can't. So there was no, but they couldn't do it for age, but they would, because they didn't know if they were nicotine vapes. So it was just a big mess. And the hemp industry was wise to the fact that it was not benefiting them. You know, they would have liked to have seen regulated stuff that helped them, kind of put their best face forward too, right? Because this doesn't look good for anybody. The rotten apples kind of idea. So what they were pushing was regulated, regulated market. And clearly what they were pushing was not going to be enough for anybody in the legislature, because Democrat, Republican, everybody kind of admitted that it needed to be reined in somehow. So the big alternative that was being pushed, the big alternative that was being pushed was this way shrunken market with specialty hemp shops, no more vape shops, no more gas stations, specialty hemp shops with tasting rooms, where you could only sell products that were only made with native grown Texas Delta 9 flower kind of stuff, which, I mean, it sounds kind of quaint. It sounds cool. They probably would have figured out how to do a drive through chain on them. But, that was kind of the way they were going to rein it in. Right. And that only had about a third of the support of the lawmakers in the House. It didn't really go anywhere. So now, you have this ban because they couldn't do they could do nothing. Nobody wanted to do nothing. Like, this ban passed almost, if I recall, almost unanimously.
Oh, wow.
In the Senate. Here's the wrinkle that everybody knew was possibility, and whoever wanted it to happen this way they won. They passed it a little too late and with a couple of few votes to avoid possibility of a veto. This is where it gets interesting, because Greg Abbott, who has never said he's going to veto a ban, he said something needs to be done about him. He's going to leave it up to the chambers to work it out.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, they worked it out the way Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, wanted it worked out, which is the blanket ban. You know, criminal charges if you sell it, criminal charges if you... Same things, just like weed.
Yeah.
But because they passed it, you know, within the last 10 days of the session, I won't bore you with the details. The bill can hang out there until June the 22nd before it either goes into law with or without Abbott's signature,
yeah.
Doesn't matter, or Abbott vetoes it. And he can't veto part of it. It's up or down. And now, like I said, you know, Abbott hasn't indicated that he's going to veto it. But if they had passed it a week earlier, if they passed it with 100 votes, it wouldn't be an issue. It would be done. Done deal. Immediately effective, in fact. But they wouldn't have done that to them because they would want to give them some time to, you know, shake it out. But you see my point. So now the bill, there's no safeguard around the bill. It's not veto-proof. And so what seems to be what seems to be going on now, and I'm chuckling because I was at this press conference yesterday that was dramatic about this. The veterans and the backlash and the people that, you know, don't trust that they also just expanded the medical marijuana program, which is the flip side of all this, right? What they're leaning on is, hey, we banned your THC, but look, almost all of you can qualify for the medical marijuana program, which is about to get much bigger, much cheaper. This is what they say, right? We're gonna have to wait and see, you know. But that's something to look into. I don't know if we have enough time to go into that at some point. My time is yours at this point, but that's something to look into. On the flip side of that is that what they tried to do to replace some of this and to ease some of this backlash and to ease some of this burden, you know, is that a lot of these veterans in particular can go there for chronic pain or PTSD and normal, you know, Texas people can go for all that, civilians, I should have said, to the medical marijuana program instead of relying on these unregulated THC shops. That's the sell, right? And it's a valid point for a lot of them. It's not going to be the answer for everybody.
I was gonna say, excuse me for being a novice in here. I just want to get this one in here. Why do you think Texas was the state that was chosen over other states? Was there other ones that they were wanting to push this at, Why was Texas at the forefront of us seeing where we're no longer going to have THC products in our stores, and kind of what is life for these people who have owned these businesses, the people that are pushing this stuff, the hemp board, what does life look like after this has passed? Is there going to be trying to be some reversal? Do they just accept it? They go to different states? Kind of what is it like after?
I think that worst case, you know, in their point of view, the worst case scenario, of course, is that the ban goes into effect, right? They might buy themselves some time with lawsuits, but ultimately, you know, if bans happen the way they happen, state laws happen the way they happen, they can ban it, you know, and they'll ban it. What that looks like for the business owners is that some of them will pivot. They'll go back to what they were doing before the THC thing became a thing, and they'll sell CBD products, and they'll sell, you know, nicotine vapes. Create a Cig was a cigarette chain way before the THC thing. And so they'll go on. I've talked to some coffee shop owners who say they'll just switch to CBD and, you know, they'll work it out. Others will fold altogether. You know, there's a chunk of them that won't be able to survive and figure it out, and they'll just go do something else, or they'll move somewhere else. The ban wasn't pushed by anybody outside the state that I'm immediately aware of, although I wouldn't lay money on that because that's, you know, there's always threads in every political decision being made, right? You can trace it back. But, you know, there's not like some big group going state to state saying, okay, let's pick Texas to kill this business. What happened was that you already had people in charge that never voted to legalize THC when it comes down to, for recreational reasons, which is basically what this is. You know, you don't have to have a medical card to get the THC in the gas station. You can just go in there and get it. And that's recreational for, you know, for all intents and purposes. So they never did vote to do that. They've never been able to get the votes in the Texas legislature to legalize marijuana or THC or anything, any other additional intoxicant on the market.
All right, get you out of here with this.
Why.
Real quick. And Karen, I could talk to you about this all day. I'm geeking out over here, and Blake's giving me dirty looks. All right, 30 seconds or less. 30 seconds or less. And like I said, Blake's shooting me daggers over here. 30 seconds or less. Is this thing going to get banned, or is there any Hail Mary shot with the veterans? And like you said, an injunction could delay it for a little bit, but eventually it will probably go through. Any shot that this thing doesn't go through?
The Hail Mary is going to be a veto or a successful lawsuit. We're going to know within the next 3 weeks. There's all kinds of strategies going on. So it's not over for them yet.
I'd love to hear
they
it.
They could always come back next session and try again. So,
Karen?
I think you might be the first guest that actually gave their answer in less than 30 seconds.
Actually done it less than 30 seconds. I'll tell you what, Karen, M-I-Z.
Z-O-U,
there
baby.
There you go. Karen, great stuff from you. Real quick, for the folks at home that, you know, look, and it's still doing great journalism, and I'll tell you what, it warms my heart, you know, being the Jayhawk that I am. Where can they find you on the old X and Twitter?
KB Harper on X and Twitter. And of course, we're at DallasNews.com. We're cranking through the last few days of the session. We'd love to have you guys come check us out.
Absolutely. Karen, great stuff as always. We'll do this again real soon.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Appreciate you. Same to you. The Karen Brooks Harper talking all things SB3. We will know what the hell's going on with this thing in 3 weeks, but a magnificent rundown from Ms. Harper. If you don't know, now you know. What we got coming up next there, Dave?
There's a lot of superstars in this league. Which one are faux? Which one are real? With the playoffs coming to an end, we're going to rank them one final time this season. Next.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Great stuff from Dylon. And we got some love on the text line. Let's see. Fred is mercurial every time he's on the radio. Hey-o! O-line and D-line will hold this team back from the 817. They absolutely should ban it. Talking about our girl Karen Brooks Harper and the SB3 THC ban. They haven't figured out how to control it like alcohol. Bring it into the pharmaceuticals, not the farms. DuPont's controlling cotton and the media situation. Great informative segment, guys. And then one other person wanted us to take it into the next segment because they wanted to know more about the medical marijuana program here in Texas. But look, it's one segment. We don't usually venture into the non-sports side of things, but every now and again when it's a topic like that You know, look, I think there's a lot of folks that are listeners of this station that probably do indulge from time to time, and we've got some Tolos that have brought items here to the station we've been able to enjoy. And, you know, when you're talking about 8,500 businesses across the state of Texas that are affected by this, and there's listeners and folks, because, at the end of the day, nobody is we all agree that nobody under the age of 18 should be huffing on vapes. Weed, THC, nicotine, none of it. All right? I mean, you got to be 21 to buy a nicotine vape. Do you not?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
In the state of Texas?
That's what
so,
I've heard.
I think we all agree on that. But again, if you're telling a veteran or anybody that's suffering from, you know, chronic pain, pun intended, you know, would you rather be popping pills or puffing on a J that, you know, you can still keep your wits about you? What would you rather do? So, anywho.
Well, let's get into some real, real sports. It's about as sporty as a segment we're going to have.
Let's get sporty. Let's get sporty.
Blake has made 1.0, and you'll get 2.0 at this time next year.
Mm.
So you won't get it for another year.
Real quick, Dallas 73, Chicago 68.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go Wings. Let's go Wings.
Blake has made the takeover tower list. There are 15 players who Blake thinks are the 15 best players in the National Basketball Association. Can I get some different music? I'm sorry, Dylan. I know you don't know this, but I hate this music because we hear it so many times.
It's played out.
You can give me any other song but this. And
play
I'll,
something
and I'll
be, that... Let's get a little taste of Dylan's musical selection. Because we know Khaki would go with some, like, ABBA. Ain't no telling what, you know, Trevor the Creator would go with. Probably with, like, you know, Annie Lennox.
And that's nothing to do against you, Dylan. I know you don't know. I haven't told you that, but I actually hate that soundtrack.
Don't be hating on Annie Lennox, Trevor. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah. Okay. So I have the 15 best players in the National Basketball Association.
As per Dave. Are these Dave's rankings?
These are Dave's rankings.
Official Dave rankings.
So I'm not going to go super in depth. I have this player here, this player. This is just who I think of the 15 best players. I'll kind of give an overarching reason. Fred's going to react.
Yeah.
Dylan's more than welcome to react. You guys, I would love you to react. Say, Blake, I think this player should not be on there. Blake, how do you have this player off? I think this player should swap, whatever it may be.
And, and for the sake of this segment, because Lord knows I can be a little long-winded from time to time, if I agree, bell ring. That's it. That's all you're going
to
get from me.
And I will be trying my best to kind of read them in order, and then when the order gets kind of confusing or kind of, I won't say confusing, but opinionated, I'll kind of leave it up for discussion.
Okay.
First player, I think we can all agree who the best player in the NBA is right now. At the top of the ladder, I have Nikola Jokic. Right below him, let's get controversial.
Mm.
2 and 3.
I'm interested that you went from 1 to 15 as opposed to 15 to 1.
Yeah, I think the bottom of the list is more interesting. I think we all kind of know who the 5-6 best players are in the NBA.
By the way, Knicks up 6-6-50 with 7 minutes left.
We can debate the order, but for the most part, I would say most NBA fans have around the same top six.
I don't think you're wrong.
At 2 and 3, I have SGA. Just one MVP.
Yeah.
He's not, maybe if it was like a strictly just Blake, he's not one of my three favorite players, but also kind of have to respect the stats and what he's doing. He's up there.
Get him to a finals.
And number three, I have Luka still. I still think Luka is a top three basketball player in the NBA. I know that might be a hot take to say now, but I got Luka and SGA right next to each other. I don't think I can say SGA is a tier above Luka. I do not think he is.
Both fully healthy, Luka's better than Shea.
And I would agree with that statement. I think it's very easy. Luka lost in the first round. Luka's fat, doesn't play defense.
Yeah.
SGA is winning, going to conference finals, going to NBA finals.
Did you see him the other day? The newest video of him?
Come on.
So my man losing weight already?
So 2 and 3, I got SGA and Luka. And it's more about I can't put SGA a tier above Luka, and I don't think he's done the same thing Luka's done. Make it to an NBA finals.
Below it. I tend to agree. You can't put him below because he does have the MVP and he's performed really well this season.
Yeah. He made it just as far as Luka did. He made it to an NBA finals. 4, 5, and 6. And what I did is I circled the player on each tier that I think has the best chance to drop. So I circled Luka just because obviously if Luka bombs next season, then he might have to get real and drop him a tier. But for me, I still got him in tier 2. Only person ahead of him is Jokic and SGA is on the same tier. Okay, next players. Wimby, Giannis, and Jason Tatum. I think that rounds out the top 5 and then Wimby being number 6.
I mean, I don't...
Wimby, and I did now. I think the argument would be Giannis in front of Luka. I think that would be if people were to have a switch, that would be the popular one to go. But I think Giannis, we got to be real too, since he won that finals, hasn't looked great in the playoffs. A lot of first-round exits, a couple second-round exits.
In fairness to him, the team around him hasn't looked good. Now, you could argue it's his fault that he got, Brian Griffith, that he got fired. Then you got, the next thing you know, you've been stuck with Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we all heard that he was the reason that, the coach got fired, so, and why he probably is going to want out.
The same way that I think you're making a fair claim to the team around him, we discount other guys for not playing well with a good team as well, or with a bad team. You got to win at some point. And if you're a top three player, it shouldn't matter what roster's around you. You elevate that team. And Giannis is still a top five basketball player. But I just think
But he ain't got anybody else worth a damn around him.
We got to take the glasses off a little bit. I got him at five. I got him on the same tier as Wimby and Tatum. Next tier. This is where I think it gets interesting.
No, I don't hate that tier.
I've got Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Jalen Brunson. I've got Donovan Mitchell. And I got Tyrese Halliburton. I think that's that new age. Obviously, Brunson. And
that's kind of, I mean, look, that's probably that next generation of, you know, stars.
Yeah.
In a way, right? Mm-hmm. Like this, as we're ushering out the LeBrons, the KDs, and the Stephs of the world. Mm-hmm. These are the guys that you alluded to. And they're all in their, what, early to mid-20s? Although Brunson's probably, 27, 28?
Yeah, Brunson's a little like 27, 28. And Donovan Mitchell's also like 29. Remember, he was...
Yeah, I was going to say he's in Utah for 4 or 5 years.
See, Steph still in that tier? He did just take the Warriors past the Rockets.
Steph, to me, a little bit of a faux run this year. He's right below. So I got in the next tier, I got LeBron, Steph, KD, all right next to each other. And then finishing out that tier, because it goes one person added per tier.
You might just call that the old-timers tier.
I got two young guys with him on the same tier. I got Paolo Banchero, and I got Cade Cunningham.
I would put them in the group with Halliburton in them.
Well, we can only go... I got one added per tier, so it's one on the top tier, two, three, four. I can only have... Who would you replace? I can only have four guys on that tier.
I mean, since we're only allowed four...
Mm-hmm. Halliburton, Ant, Brunson, and Donovan Mitchell is who it currently sits. I'm taking all those guys over Paolo and Cade right now.
I would take Cade Cunningham over. I would take Cade Cunningham over.
I don't think you can do Ant or Brunson. Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals. Halliburton has honestly probably been the best player in these playoffs, and then Donovan Mitchell just led a 65.
I would take him over Donovan Mitchell.
I think that is the argument. That's the guy I circled.
Yeah.
But I think I got to give a little bit of respect to what the Heat have done the past 2 years. Now, is his ceiling? Not the Heat, excuse me, the Cavs. His ceiling is the second round right now, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
But he also was putting up 50 burgers in the playoffs like it's nothing. 65-win team and was the best player on it. Top five in scoring back-to-back years. Like, I still think Donovan Mitchell's one of the 10 best players in the NBA. Is he my favorite player to watch? No.
See, I would pick that tier, but I would, to your point, though, I would take that tier. Like, I would just add them to that tier, right?
So who's dropped?
I'm just saying that I think all those guys you mentioned in that group, mm-hmm. and you, I think Cade Cunningham and who's the other guy you added in that list? Paolo.
I think they're a little step behind because, yes, they have the potential and they're going to do it, but they haven't done it yet. They haven't made these. All the guys I just listed have made it to the conference finals.
But let's look.
Or I guess Donovan Mitchell has, and he's been right there, but he's been the best version of.
Cade Cunningham, that team.
In a year, he'll probably pass
that team was awful.
And I agree. In a year, he will probably. But from what we've seen so far.
Man, I'll tell you what. I just like that kid. And that's my bias. I loved him at Oklahoma State.
I do, too. But I'm trying to just go off of what's happened so far. Yeah. So these are the guys that were right on the outside of making it.
Real quick. Because if can you and you said something to me, you said something a month or two ago, and I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I think you're. And I think we saw it. Can you win a title with
Mitchell
being the best player?
I don't think so.
And I don't think you can. Mm-hmm. I think you can win a title with Cade Cunningham being the best player, but to your point, time will tell.
These are the guys that just missed it. And so any of the guys I list, if you think they should be over any of the guys on the list, but here was the bottom guys.
LeBron. These are honorable mention?
Yep. LeBron, Steph, KD, Paolo, and Cade. That's the bottom of the list. So that was the...
That's the final countdown.
That's the final countdown.
Okay.
Devin Booker.
Yeah.
I think he has the strongest argument to be in that list. We got to take somebody out. Karl-Anthony Towns, I wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi and Harden. And then I wrote Ja. Is anybody else do you think should even be in the honorable mention right there? You know, I think about Jaylen Brown, Jalen Williams. But I feel like all the guys I listed are still kind of first options.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not very many second options on here.
No, no.
Even though Cat's technically a second option, but on most teams he's a first option. Like, he's still a very good player.
Yeah. I mean, I can't. There's nobody off the top of my head. I mean, would you? I mean, if he was now, you wouldn't throw AD on
3-2,
there.
Baby.
Oh no, AD. I'm tripping. AD should at least be. I completely forgot AD. That no, I'm glad you said it. AD is definitely on this list. I think he's.
I mean, you gotta throw him.
He's in the LeBron Steph.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that's
who we're
taking
out. Then we gotta take somebody out. I agree. I completely missed AD. That's on me. I did not purposely do that. AD is on this tier. He's as much as we want to besmirch him. He's still top 15.
He's healthy. He's the dude's legit. He just okay, so doesn't. By the way, stars just scored.
Black Friday, more like Black Friday. Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go! 3-2!
Shout out to our boy Dylan
okay,
for letting us
whose
know.
Whose spot is AD taking? Because I agree. He should be on here. That's a complete misstep by me. LeBron, Steph, KD, Paolo, and Cade. If I had to put somebody...
I'm taking him over Paolo.
I was going to say Paolo. As much as I do love Paolo.
I like Paolo too, but to your point, I mean, Orlando's just kind of stuck right now. Yeah. Now, granted, they were ravaged by injury last year. So to your point, but you know, look. You got to look
at the guys he's compared to.
The Wagner guys were got hurt. Yeah, Jalen Suggs was out for long stretches.
AD's there in front of him.
So
Paolo, next guy in. Do you think any of the other guys would you take Devin Booker over LeBron, Steph, or KD going into next year? Okay, let me bring that back. Just kind of from everything we've seen.
I mean, I'd
so
take
far.
Paolo over LeBron going into next year. I mean, so, I would. I mean, look, going into next year.
Yeah.
I guess not about going into next year.
From what we've seen so far, just you're grading these players who the top 15 best players are right now, whatever today is, May 29th.
I mean, I think next year is going to be the last good year of LeBron James.
I would agree. It's probably his last year in general. We'll get to that. Should we move
He'll
Booker in?
Too.
Should we move Booker in?
No, because you can't be on a team. You can't be the second best player on a team and not make the playoffs.
Well, then should KD be there? They didn't even make the play in. Is he the second best player on the Suns? Is he even the best player on his own team?
I mean, look, I wouldn't have a problem with dropping him.
Are we moving Paulo back
in? Move Paulo back up.
KD's
move Paulo back up.
I mean, you gotta at least make the play in.
KD's a mercenary at this point, man.
We all know KD's an all-time scorer, legend. But that's not what this list is.
This is not a what have you done for me lately? This is a what have you done for me lately list. Yeah. This is not
who's gonna make the Hall of Fame
achievement exactly.
Okay, I'll just run through the list and we'll get out of here. Jokic, SGA, Luka, top three. Wimby, Giannis, Tatum, the next three. Rounding out the top 10, Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
And then the next group, LeBron, Steph, Anthony Davis, Paolo Banchero, and Cade Cunningham. Just missing the cut, KD, Devin Booker, Kat, Kawhi, Harden, and Ja. If we missed anybody.
I mean, because say what you want, James Harden had a better year than Kevin Durant.
Yeah. And we'll throw a healthy Kyrie in there as an honorable mention, too.
Absolutely. Hey, Kyrie was balling this season, no questions asked. All right, coming up next, we'll do a little fair foul, some of your text messages, and get you caught up on what is going on in the world of the NBA and hockey on a big night in the world of sports. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark. Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark here on 105.3 The Fan. You guys know what time it is. Time for
Press
a little
Chua.
Fair or foul. Well,
Press the Chua's in the game.
I mean, Rick Carlisle's been calling for it. Rick Carlisle has been calling for it, and it was only a matter of time before it happened. Okay, let's keep the gummy flavored feelings going on a Thursday night. It's time for a little fair or foul. You know what that music means? If I'm about to read a story, and you guys are going to tell me whether or not it's fair or foul. Sound good? By the way, we told you it's a wild sports night. Meanwhile, right when we were getting ready to get excited about the Stars pulling within a goal. And again, we're still within striking distance. Connor McDavid did what Connor McDavid does. And just okey-dokes, our boy Casey DeSmith. 4-2 with, 3 minutes left to go in the second period. So we'll keep you posted on that. In the NBA, the Knicks fighting for their playoff lives. With a 17-point lead over the Indiana Pacers and bringing it back home once again, your Dallas Wings are up 82-79 over the Chicago Sky. 5 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in that matchup. We will keep you posted on that as well as your Dallas Wings are looking for their, second win of the season, Dylan?
Looking for win number two.
That's what I'm talking about. And it's looking like it could very well happen. Although, Chicago just scored. So, again, 82-81, just under 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Are you a gummy guy? You like gummies?
I got a bag with me right now.
There you go. I'm not going to ask what's in them. Have you ever heard of Haribo?
I know what Haribo is, yes.
Okay. So, the Haribo's got some problems, depending upon... Are you a gummy guy? You ever heard of Haribo gummies?
Of course, I've seen the movie.
Okay. This cola-flavored candy might have more fizz than you're expecting. Haribo is investigating how one of its popular gummy products apparently became tainted with cannabis... after several people reportedly fell ill in the Netherlands. Haribo has issued a nationwide recall in the European Union as a result. Customers who were enjoying the Haribo Happy Cola Fizz gummies, including multiple members of a single family, said they felt dizziness after eating the sweets, according to the Netherlands Food and Consumer Product Safety Authority. Say that 10 times fast. Quote, samples were taken and cannabis was found in them, the agency told the Dutch outlet Hart van Nederland. Okay. Well, first of all, weed's legal in the Netherlands, right? So, I mean, are we all surprised that that would be the case? Quote, do not eat the sweets, the outlet warned. So far, only a single batch of candy in the Netherlands is suspected of contamination, not supplies in the U.S. or elsewhere. I think you might be able to still get them here in Texas. Haribo said it was working with police to investigate the contamination, with the NVWA finding at least 3 packs tainted with weed. Haribo said it was recalling its entire stock in the Netherlands as a precaution, removing all bags with a best before date of January 2026 from the shelves. Fair or foul? Haribo issuing a major recall after popular gummies were found to be tainted with the Oski Woski Peasky Weesky.
Imagine if you were that person that got that lucky.
Well, family. A whole family got faded. off this bag of gummies.
So you got like a 6-year-old?
Well, I mean, look.
As long as they were of age, it seems like a good thing. You got a limited edition of Haribo gummy bears that are laced with marijuana.
Laced with the Oski Woski. I'm not a big gummy guy, tainted or not.
I love the gummies. The sour ones.
Yeah.
The worms, sour worms.
Okay.
Got me through a lot of tough times. I've even gone through the octopus.
Would you argue that's a comfort food for you?
Mm-mm.
Or a comfort candy?
It's a road trip candy. Okay. It's a road trip staple.
Okay.
Is the blue bag or the purple bag?
Is it like a bitter flavor or what is it?
It's just a gummy bear with sour. I don't know.
The sour. Sweet. Okay.
Sour. I don't even really think about it. I just kind of eat them.
Just eat it.
I'm not really doing the flavor profile of the gummy bear. I'm just kind of like in the mouth. Chomp.
Fair enough. Fair foul. The Haribo. So recalling funny, the tainted. Recalling.
You're tainted.
Fair foul.
Fair.
Tainted gummies.
It's fair to recall them. We're not eating tainted gummies.
Our boy Dylon is the voice of reason here on this program.
I mean,
without
we
question.
Got kids here. We don't.
We do. That, you know what? That's true. And I forgot
if it
that these
for the kids and if people knew, I guess you know.
I don't even know what Haribo is.
Dude, what are you talking?
What?
Look it up. Yes, you do. It's the gold packaging.
The gold bag. The gold bear on the.
You never walked in a gas station? You close your eyes in every snack section ever at a gas station?
I don't buy gummy bears,
I didn't
man.
Say you did, but you've never even had your eyes.
You've never went to the candy section.
You don't even know what the brand Haribo is. I understand you've never eaten it.
I do not.
I don't know what Lay's is.
I am today years old finding out about Haribo.
Look it up, though. Like, type it in your Google and see if that packaging is ever you've ever come across. Oh, yeah, maybe I just didn't know that was what Haribo was.
No, Haribo gummy bears, first thing that pops up.
Never even seen that packaging in your life.
Not really. No. I mean, it's not jumping off the page to me.
So you've never seen the movie Ted then?
I have, but I don't know that I paid that close of attention to the Haribo gold bears. That's what they're called? Yeah. Gold bears. Okay. Real quick, have you guys seen the Brett Favre?
I just don't believe that your brain would not allow you. I feel like I'm the one that would make sense to me. But you've been around a long time. You've walked this earth a while. I mean, they were building fires. We were discovering the internet.
Building fires. Yes. They've been building fires since you've been alive too.
They just
put that out there.
They were making the wheel.
Real quick,
typewriters.
Going to the moon.
Going to the moon. But
no, they went to the moon before I came on.
Oh wow!
Before I was born.
For real?
And we haven't been back since. So
I thought you were one of the people they were considering to send up there.
Yeah. I was the first infant in space. That's
but
correct.
Somehow you have not even heard of the brand Haribo.
I mean, why? Why? I don't eat gummy bears.
I hear you on that, but it's just one of those just like brands that you just know. I don't drive a Subaru, but I know what the Subaru logo is.
Comparing a Subaru and a Haribo, night and day. Plus, you got a whole demographic of people that drive Subarus. So.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, whatever you want.
A whole demographic of people that eat gummy bears.
Okay, well, maybe they eat gummy bears in their Subarus.
I don't like where you're trying to go with this.
You ever thought about that?
We don't segregate.
I'm not segregating anybody.
There's a whole demographic. All they said was Subaru.
There is. That's what I've heard.
Is there demographics for every car brand?
There might be. Certain ones more so than others, yes.
I would say Ford isn't. A lot of people drive a Ford.
I'd say Nissan.
Nissan?
Definitely falls in that category.
Wow. I feel like Fred is like...
Tiptoeing. Tiptoeing. Painting a picture in your mind. That's it.
Are you doing it like Picasso?
That's right. Look, if I get candy, I'm getting peanut M&Ms.
There you go.
Or a Mr. Good Bar.
So old.
That's it.
Peanut butter M&Ms, but I'll allow peanut.
No, peanut M&Ms are elite.
Peanut butters.
That's whatever. But no, I was going to ask you, have you seen, I know you're a Netflix guy. Have either one of you seen the Brett Favre Netflix special yet?
No.
I have not.
If you know the story, you're not missing a whole lot. Have you seen the Tylenol murders?
I did see it on my Netflix, and I watched the trailer.
It's so boring.
And see, watching a documentary that's not good.
Here's the thing. Let me rephrase. It's not boring per se. Like, it's worth having on in the background. You know what makes it worth watching? Now, look, we're not making light of anybody that died because of the Tylenol murders back in 1982, but... The dude that they accused of it, this guy named James Lewis, he makes the documentary. Because you're basically saying to yourself, do we think this guy is the reason he's the culprit behind the Tyler Lombard?
Documentaries are so hit or miss.
Absolutely.
They're either you learn so much about a topic that you either already were interested in,
or you checked out 10 minutes in.
Or it's the worst thing and you just don't care and it's just boring narration.
I'm out.
It's very hit or miss. Action movie, you know, it can be bad at the beginning and pick itself up. Comedy.
Don't be too slow getting into the action, though.
No, for sure.
Don't be too slow getting into the action.
Like a documentary is like, if it's not good, it's not good. There's no really other way to go around. And it's very few. It's like, oh, this one scene made up for a whole documentary where it's like a real life documentary. It's just somebody narrating what went on. Either the story is interesting and the people telling the story interesting are good or not.
See, that's the key, right? Is when you get that one character that's just a goofball, or you're like, okay,
a lot of screen time.
This dude killed somebody. This guy is literally a murderer walking the earth. That's what you get out of the Tylenol murders. And it's one of them things where it's kind of, I'll say this, it's worth watching just for the simple fact that everybody in this room, I'm guessing, has taken Tylenol or has Tylenol at their house.
Yeah.
And so and what's crazy about what, I'll tell you what makes it's worth watching it. Because you kind of sit there and you watch it, and you two, it's something you guys never experienced, the 80s. And so you're sitting there thinking to yourself, like, wow. This is what it was like back in the day when there was no internet. There was no, the way they
were like back in the day, like that wasn't your whole life without internet.
Okay. The internet came in the 90s, dude. Okay. But here's what I'm saying.
Geezer.
Think about it. They had to knock on doors to tell people don't take Tylenol. They had cops driving around with bullhorns saying don't take Tylenol.
Can you give us a reenactment?
Don't take Tylenol. It'll kill you. Don't take Tylenol. It'll kill you. Stars down 4-2. By the way, don't take Tylenol if you drink too much tonight after the Stars loss.
After the Prohibition.
You've got till September 1st to buy all the THCA before we arrest you for that, too.
We'll see you at the saloon later.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't take the Tylenol. That's what I was getting. That's what I meant to say.
Is our cop on
the
team?
Is that a Subaru up there? All right, I'm out of here.
I think our cop is on TAC. Our cop is a little loose with his words. I need him to be a little more locked in.
It's crazy. That's exactly what it is. All right, coming up next, let's take a trip around the National Football League. What did Russell Wilson have to say about George Pickens? We'll hear that more next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fantasy Dark.
One day only. Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.